I don't know if you can hear around me. I'll be quiet for a second so you can hear. Maybe you can hear it, maybe you can't. There are birds singing everywhere. There is a breeze coming through the trees and it is incredible. Spring has finally showed up in Maine, and not only that, but real true weather that I can be productive in has showed up. It's a personality flaw of mine that my creativity waxes and wanes with the weather and the moon and all these other external factors. I can't always harness it, but like my friend Jake says, you have to chain it down when it comes to you, and I'm feeling inspired today. It's 4:30 in the afternoon. I'm sitting outside looking at all the things that need to be done in my garden, and I'm just enjoying myself. A chickadee just flew 2 feet away from me, and she's sitting on my bird feeder, and I'm thinking of all the things I should be doing right now with all this inspiration, but in reality, I'm just sitting and enjoying myself. And that's really the point of this podcast. I want to talk about slowing down and just enjoying moments, even when you have 10,000 things to do. For the first time in a while, I don't have any children to watch. My oldest is over at my parents' house working on fence, and my youngest is sitting in my car with all of the doors open. I can see him, and he has crashed out in his car seat. So instead of doing all the things I should be doing, I am just sitting on the porch, soaking in the sun, and reminding myself that there will always be something to do. It is one of the hardest things for me to do, slow down. If you know me, you know I have been a go, 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 super motivated person who looks like she's highly functioning and always multitasking. And some of that is true, but at the same time, there is a price I pay, really, for being that way. And that is, I don't know how to just slow down and breathe. And I would say in the last 6 or 7 months, and that directly coincides with having my youngest child, that I have learned the value of just sitting and listening and enjoying and not overthinking. And I'm not saying that I don't do that, because I do overthink all the time, but I have been focusing very hard on learning how to slow down and just let my mind be. And I think that's really important for creative people. It goes along with this high and low creativity level that I've talked about before, where sometimes I feel super, super motivated and creative, and then some days I just feel like I'm a shit artist and I can't do anything. And part of that recharging for me is just breathing. So as I sit right now, I would encourage you to do the same. Like, go outside right now. I don't know where you are. Maybe you're at work, or you're in an office building, or you're at home. Like, go outside and don't tell anybody, and just go stand and take some really deep breaths and just listen. These moments are so fleeting, and I think that's what really gets me. As I sit here and listen, there are birds all around me. My geese are being sassy. There's chickens wandering around, and I can hear them scratching at the ground. Obviously, cars going by. But you forget how fleeting these moments are and how special it is that you can just sit and enjoy. As I sit here, ironically, and talk on a podcast, I just wanted to share what it's like to just calm that brain down. And in order to do that, you have to be able to let things go out of your mind, which I'm terrible at, admittedly. In the morning, usually I'm extremely creative and I have a million ideas going, and unfortunately, that's the same time that I go to work. So not only do I have all these ideas flowing around, I have so much to do at work, and I'm a teacher, so I'm dealing with kids all day, and you know, they demand a lot of your energy and they deserve it. But by the time I get home, I'm fried. Completely fried, and I am consistently just hitting the ground running. So I get home and I cook and I get stuff ready and get kids' homework done, all these things, and there's no time to just sit. So right now, instead of prepping dinner, I'm telling myself I'm gonna just sit. And I challenge you to do the same and see how you feel after doing this maybe once a day. Just find some time, like 30 seconds is enough, to just go sit and shut up and listen, which is exactly what I'm gonna do right now. I hope you all have a great day. I hope that you go take the time to just enjoy yourself. All right, I'm out.